Ladies and Gentlemen, it's all about voice. Willkommen beim Podcast rund um digitale Sprachassistenten mit Tim Kahle von 169 Labs.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen zur ersten Episode im neuen Jahr von All About Voice. Folge 5, wenn ich mich richtig entsinne. Und jetzt erst im Februar, aber das hat einen ganz besonderen Grund, denn wir waren im Januar viel unterwegs. Und darüber möchte ich mit einem Podcast-Kollegen und Podcast-Vorbild sprechen. Und zwar Bradley Matrock von Voice First FM. Und deswegen ist diese Episode auch auf Englisch. Und wir wechseln jetzt die Sprache und ich wünsche euch viel Spaß mit Folge 5 und dem Rückblick auf zwei spannende Events. Hi Bradley, I'm honored to have you on my show after being guest in your podcast this week's in Voice last month.
Please, Tim, thank you for having me.
Please share a few words about yourself.
Sure. So my name is Bradley Matrock. I live with my family in Nashville, Tennessee. I run a company called Score Publishing, which is also based in Nashville, Tennessee. We have our hands in a lot of different things, but one of the things that we enjoy doing, we produce a number of conferences that take place over the course of the year. One of those conferences is, of course, the Alexa Conference, which we were thrilled to have Tim, you and Dominic from 169 Labs as part of that. We were so honored that you were willing to come over from overseas and be part of that and share information about Alexa adoption overseas. That was phenomenal. Another thing that we do is we own and operate the podcast network Voice First FM, which is the podcast network for the new era of Voice First computing. And you're right. We were very fortunate to have, Tim, you and Dominic as our guest panel on This Week in Voice, which is our popular weekly news show to kick off 2018. So, you know, our business is, definitely part of the growing ecosystem of voice-oriented companies and voice-first organizations. And so we're excited to be part of that. And it's fun to watch everything evolve as computing moves toward being voice first. And so I appreciate you having me on your show.
Perfect. Yeah. Thank you for your introduction. You already mentioned after our recording last month, we met twice at the Alexa conference or your Alexa conference in Chattanooga, Tennessee. So, we were honored to visit Tennessee, my very first time in Tennessee.
And you decided to go back to Germany.
Yeah, we had to because we met 1 week later in Paris during the Smart Voice Summit organized by the people from Smartly AI. And now we're looking back on very interesting weeks and events. So let's start with the Alexa conference. What are your thoughts and main takeaways as a host, as attendee, as voice enthusiast?
Yeah, that's a great question. My takeaway from the Alexa conference is the same as my takeaway from our Voice First FM shows, which is the same takeaway that, frankly, I had from the Smart Voice Summit as well. Voice technology is moving at a very rapid pace. It's moving at such a rapid pace that every company, pretty much, no matter what the company does, no matter what the products or services the company offers, what sector it thinks it's in, what it thinks its business is now or what it will be in the future, has to be aware of what's going on with voice technology. And what we, you and I, and many others refer to as voice-first technology, because as we know, technology and the way that people interact with it will be with voice predominantly in the future, but it doesn't mean there won't be a screen or other modes of receiving information. So the takeaway is that as the mainstream voice assistants evolve, such as Alexa, such as Google Home, and even Siri, you know, they're working on that, and Samsung's Bixby and some of these other ones. And then some of these more underground players, like what Mycroft AI is doing. As all of this stuff evolves, every company's got to be figuring out where they fit in, and every company's got to be listening really carefully to what the best practices are and understanding that the future is out of necessity going to involve having a voice presence that extends far beyond informational, such as what you might get on a website, you know, about the company, the board of directors, the mission, the vision, you know, all that. Extends far beyond that into where any potential customer or customer, anybody, you know, partner, vendor, anybody touching a business can have a conversation and truly interact with organizations in a way that's never been possible before. And so to me, that's the takeaway. It's the takeaway is that it's time to get current and it's time to act. You know, 2018 is going to be a watershed year.
I totally agree. We are experiencing quite the same. Everything is speeding up, and at the moment, and it's growing rapidly. We are really happy about all the developments in the voice ecosystem in Germany or in across Europe as well. And now it's starting to pay off that we jumped on that wave 2 years or 1.5 years years ago as one of the first people in Germany. And we saw the same at the Alexa conference with Voice XP and all the other attendees there. It's been really great to meet you and all the other people from the Voice First family. Sure. in Chattanooga, and to meet you in person, and even the events in the evening, like the guitar museum and the birthday bowling, where we celebrated Voice XP's first anniversary.
Yes.
And what we thought was really interesting is that you voice pioneers from the US now, after seeing the user numbers growing within the last 2 years, are now already allowed to take some deeper and further steps. I mean, talking about psychological aspects of building relationships between human beings or between a digital assistant and its users. And yeah, it was really, really fascinating. Even the panel, the voice and healthcare panel on Saturday, the last day of your conference. I mean, you did invite this what was her name? Miss Shalowitz, right?
Yeah, Ilana Shalowitz.
When did you have the idea to invite a person like her to the Alexa conference?
Well, that's one of the things that makes our experiences with Voice First FM so valuable. Voice First FM and its growth has given us a lot of line of sight into who's doing what and where and why in the voice first realm. And so we're able to connect dots in a way that for many other organizations or just some random group trying to put an event together would be very, very difficult. Ilana Shalowitz is super smart. It works for ME Solutions here in the United States, which is a healthcare minded voice first company. And I liked her presentation so much that we have invited her to, and she has accepted to be the keynote of our brand new event we just announced very recently called the Voice of Healthcare Summit, which will take place Tuesday, August the 7th in Boston on the campus of Harvard Medical School. So, you know, we think very highly of her. But even the other guests that we had, you know, Brian Romley, super smart guy. You know, Ahmed Bouzid, super smart guy. You know, Katie McMahon of Soundhound, just brilliant woman with what she's doing with them. So there's many different examples of people doing amazing work. And we're fortunate because through Voice First FM, we know who a lot of those people are. And we've got pre-existing relationships, which just make it real simple to send an email or reach out through a channel or whatever and say, hey, you want to come and be part of this with us? And we're fortunate that many people said yes. And so, you know, it's great to hear that, Tim, you and Dominic enjoyed yourself at the Alexa conference. We do have a little bit of news to break about the Alexa conference for next year. You want me to go ahead and do that now?
Wow. Of course. Yeah. What are your plans, if you can talk about that?
Sure. So we're very pleased to announce that Amazon will be a major partner of the Alexa conference. And in fact, formally, they will be the diamond sponsor of the conference. And for 2019, taking place January 15th through the 17th, once again in Chattanooga, Tennessee. And they will be there. They will provide a short briefing on where Alexa and the Echo ecosystem is in their minds, you know, 10 to 15 minutes. They will provide a workshop that provides more hands-on training, you know, with whatever is most relevant at the time. And they may even be involved in one of our after-hours events as well. That much will be determined. You know, it's super exciting to see Amazon partner with us on this event because it is an acknowledgement that Amazon understands and appreciates the value of people being able to speak the truth and speak their mind about their technology and not fear repercussions, whether they're subtle repercussions or very blatant repercussions. You know, it's great that Amazon values open and honest and candid communication, because that's how we've branded the Alexa conference since we created it. Is there's plenty of opportunities for Amazon to market itself and to spread its evangelism. And we feel like adding 10 to 15 minutes to the program where Amazon can speak directly to the audience will not jeopardize that in any way. It won't invalidate the integrity of the event whatsoever. It instead will just merely add a lot of value to the attendees who are there. And Amazon, on the other hand, will be present to hear the various presentations. They'll be present to hear the questions and the answers that people ask and receive over the course of the event. They'll be present to speak to many of the people there. The idea that we've talked about is having a Q&A lounge where people can go and talk to Amazon Alexa personnel about their concerns. You know, that's sort of running in parallel to the actual conference. You know, that's just an opportunity that people would have separate and aside from the actual program. So it's very exciting. It's very gratifying, and people should mark their calendar because the Alexa conference now truly is a must attend event for anybody in the voice space. So we're definitely excited about that. And, you know, there will be other news to come out, you know, at the right time about their involvement. But for now, it's just super exciting that we can announce that they're a partner. The other aspect of this that I will mention is that the conference itself is going to be slightly rebranded as the Alexa conference presented by Voice First FM. And the domain will change beginning this weekend from alexaconference.com to voicefirst.fm/AlexaConference. And we're going to put out a lot of information about that so people know the right place to go to get information. The Eventbrite link where people can register for the conference will not change. But the logo's changed a little bit. There's been some slight tweaks to all of that that we've done at Amazon's request as a gesture of good faith as part of all of this. So that's part of the equation too. So it's a new day and we're excited about it. And I'm excited to share it with you and your audience.
Great news. I'm very excited. And I think that's absolutely the right way to go to enlarge things and to enlarge the conference and the importance of the conference. So I'm really looking forward to attend the conference again next year.
It's going to be great. It's going to be a whole lot of fun.
Yeah, very cool. All right. So maybe let's talk about a few minutes about Paris. It's been your first time in Europe, right? How was it?
It was great. It was great. You know, both my wife and I, our first time in Paris, our first time in Europe, period. It was a lot of fun. Heacham and the Smartly crew really did a phenomenal job with the event. Everything from having Amazon and Google in the same room. We program events. We program conferences. That's a big core part of our business. And so I can appreciate probably at least as much, if not more than many folks, just how difficult that probably was to pull off. But for the attendee, attending the Smart Voice Summit, that was a rare opportunity to see those two companies interact in very close quarters and get some insightful information from both. And I thought many of the presentations were very good. The one that I thought that really stood out to me was Karen Koshansky, who we've had on Voice First FM before. We know firsthand how smart she is, but her presentation really was next level stuff. And I would say the same for Brett Kinsella of Voicebot.ai. He did a very good job as well, presenting a lot of information that that really he cultivates and he has access to through his business, Voicebot.ai, which is a very well put together news and information site for voice and AI and all things related to either one of those. So all in all, I thought it was excellent. I thought it was really well done. I wouldn't hesitate to return either as an attendee or a speaker. And it's a sign of the health of the voice ecosystem that you're seeing more and more quality events being put together.
Yeah, exactly. For those who weren't able to attend the conference, I really enjoyed the presentation from Karen as well. And Karen's point was that we have to, in the future, we have to expect that there will be multi-user, multi-device, and multi-modal voice experiences. Brad Kinsella as well, very good. And I also like the presentation of Ben Sauer. It was another way to present things or stuff. And from we are doing voice apps every day now. And from this everyday business perspective, I really, really like that he pointed out that designing and testing is a very, very important part of the whole process while building voice experiences. Yeah, it was really, really great. And even the second day of the summit, where we had some different workshops and where we made groups and talked about concepts and ideas. And this was a really, really hands-on part of the summit, which I really liked, not just sitting in the audience and listening to the speakers, but even to jump in the process to build voice experience. So it's really great.
Yeah, I thought that the format of how they split the 2 days up was really spot on, and so people could get information. They could get briefed. They could ask questions. They could get up to speed on day one, and then day two, get their hands dirty, getting hands on with some of the actual technology and some of the best practices. Yeah, I liked the event conceptually just as much as I liked it, for how it was executed. So yeah, hats off to them.
Yep. So maybe one last thing. In my opinion, the podcasts from voicefirst.fm are a great source of information for voice pioneers, voice enthusiasts, people who are interested in voice, in the voice ecosystem all over the world. And because you are doing the podcast, I'm doing the podcast in Germany. That was my inspiration to do it. And maybe we will spend a few more words about the what industries and verticals you're talking about in your podcasts, and maybe what are your plans for the future there, or what did you remember that you got two more podcasts into your network?
So, Voice First FM, we see as something that is going to grow right alongside with how the voice sector and the voice first sector itself grows. There's going to be new voices coming into the scene, coming onto the scene. There's going to be new people showing up with new perspectives. There's going to be new minds showing up and new companies and new businesses that are arriving to try new things and new business models and new ideas. And we view Voice First FM, we view it as an absolute imperative for Voice First FM to do what is necessary to capture these perspectives and to allow the narratives to be out there that these people want out there, and to tell the stories of the growth of the industry, to tell the stories of all these fascinating things that people are doing, and to document that. And at the Smart Voice Summit, we did take the opportunity to announce some news that we had signed three new shows to the network. Those shows being Talk to Me, which is a husband-wife show out of Philadelphia. Max Ernst and Katie Ernst talking about on a monthly basis what they find interesting, annoying, fantastic about the world of voice and voice technology. Alexa in Canada, run by Dr. Terry Fisher of Canada. He is a practicing physician, but he is also very interested and fascinated, like we all are, with voice technology. And he's started a really, really good weekly show called Alexa in Canada, which is now part of the Voice First FM network. And VUX World, which is out of London. Kane Sims has got a really good vision for a show that he wants to put together, in which he explores all the nuances and the best practices and the interesting things about voice user interface design. And those are the three shows that we've added. I can tell you that we've got more in the works that we'll be announcing soon. And for anybody who is thinking about having a podcast that in any way touches the voice realm, or anyone who currently does, such as the host of this show I'm talking to right now, we would love to have you on board. The way it works, it's pretty transparent. There's no secret sauce, really. It's just a lot of work. Anybody can start a podcast. They do not need me. They do not need Voice First FM. They don't need anyone on my team to help. They can go achieve success on their own, much like you've done, and countless other people. But where the value comes in is, like anything else, it's easier to go together. The maxim of if you want to go quickly, go alone. If you want to go further, go together. And we're a believer in that, and that is really at the heart of what we're doing with Voice First FM. We're bringing this community of people, creating this content together, so that different aspects of the scale can be enjoyed. And so for anybody, you know, who is listening, who is wondering sort of what our deal is, we partner with the podcast and we will host the podcast on our servers if necessary. That's not a requirement. Some people prefer to host it themselves. We will distribute the podcast if necessary. Some people just prefer to distribute it themselves, you know, but we're happy to distribute it through all of our major podcast partners, you know, Apple, Google, Stitcher, TuneIn, Overcast. I could go on and on. We transcribe every podcast, and what you'll see us do with the three shows that I just mentioned, we're going to go back in time and we're going to transcribe, you know, our transcription engine is how I refer to the workflow that we've put together to handle transcripts. And, you know, you can't just upload the audio and poof, out comes a transcript, because what you're going to find out is that, the grammar is all wrong. The diction's all wrong. You know, it doesn't recognize, especially for technology related podcasts, it's going to get a lot of words wrong. If you got names that are in any way unusual, it's going to get those wrong. So a human being, if you want a transcript that has any lasting value whatsoever, a human being has to come come along after the fact and tend to that and be part of that equation. And so we've put that workflow together. And so part of our value proposition to any podcast is we will go back and transcribe all of the shows that you've done, as well as continue to do it as long as we work together. And those transcripts are not ours. Those transcripts are actually belonging to the content creator, with us having a permanent and worldwide license to those, but we don't own them. So that's what that looks like. And then the other part of the equation, of course, is that we feel like we're in a position where we can provide some useful insight on sponsorship, and we can provide networking that will open doors for sponsorship, and we can provide a lot of feedback on when we feel like a show is ready to have that conversation in a meaningful way. And we then will split the revenue that we get from sponsorship with the content creator. And those percentages can vary, but in general, they're very favorable to the content creator. So that's it. You know, that's really the gist of it. And the other part is that, you know, all these conferences that we run, Digital Book World, the Alexa Conference presented by Voice First FM, the Voice of Healthcare Summit, and some other ones that we've got in the pipeline. You know, one of the nice perks of it is that any content creator that we work with, any podcaster, can get in for free to all of those. You know, that's thousands of dollars of value by itself. So that's a glimpse, that's a peek behind the curtain. And really it's a whole look behind the curtain, because there's not really much else to it. It's a simple model. And we invite anybody who's interested in that, even interested to the point of just asking questions about it, to dive deeper, and see if that's something that, that would be compatible with the podcast that you're creating or that you're thinking about creating, to reach out. My email address is Bradley, Bradley, at Score Publishing, ScorePublishing.us. You can reach out to me at any time.
The transcription of the show will definitely be absolutely correct, because you spelled out the your email address. Now, it sounds really, really promising. And hey, that's the right platform to promote your network. And I will have that in mind. I think I will need a few more practicing, but
sure. Yeah. And I never meant this to be a sales pitch, but nevertheless, it's just important for anyone to know the doors are open, and they're open worldwide. They're open to anybody.
It's just another proof that everything is growing, and everything we're getting bigger and bigger. So. Yeah, thank you, Bradley, for being on the show. I'm very curious about the future of Voice this year, what 2018 will bring, and we are really happy that everything is growing that rapidly, and that you are doing more events and more podcasts, and that we are allowed to scale our business, to discuss with companies from many verticals, and to bring them on board and to convince them to jump on that wave. Yeah, we are super grateful, and we are looking forward to meet you in person again very soon, hopefully. And yeah, thank you.
Yeah, no, thank you. Thank you for having me, Tim. I'm very grateful for both you and Dominic. You're doing amazing work. It's fun to learn about all the different people in all the different places doing all the interesting things. And you're definitely one of those. I'm honored that you had me on the show. Absolutely. 2018 is going to be a year of explosive growth, unexpected growth coming from all sorts of unexpected places. There's no way anyone could predict all the things that will happen, but I can tell you that it's all going to be good in terms of the growth of the sector. There's going to be challenges, of course, here or there, but the sector is going to grow wildly, and it's a time to double down, triple down on whatever investment that you're making in the space. And it's time to plant the flag. It's time to plant the flag and stake your claim to whatever it is that you want to be doing, whatever involvement that you want to have with it, because it's not going anywhere. It's just going to be part of, you know, our human experience from this point forward. So yeah, thanks for having me on the show to share my perspectives on all that, to share some news, and just to be part of this with you.
Perfect closing words. We are ready, and you're ready, and yeah, thank you, Bradley.